So I told you before the break, Utah and Missouri at the Huntsman Center, home and home series, November the 16th. The rest of the non-conference schedule's now out. They'll play an MGM Grand main event against Ole Miss on November 20th, and then the winner or loser, depending on how they do in the first game, against Rice or UNLV. Eastern Washington, Hawaii at Butler, the Beehive Classic downtown against Utah State at BYU, and then Northwestern State at home. They'll open with Prairie View A&M and Mississippi Valley State. Man, it's integral in helping the basketball program and athletics put this schedule together is Assistant Coach Andy Hill, and he joins us right now on the Bill Riley Show. So do you feel like the big old weight's been lifted off your shoulder finally, Andy, getting the schedule done?
Yeah, it's not a job that a lot of people want. It's difficult, you know, what goes into it in trying to put it all together with available dates and working with others. And sometimes we joke in the basketball world about scheduling. It can be worse than recruiting because sometimes people lie to the recruits. But in scheduling, it's usually coaches lying to coaches about where they're really at and if they want to play. So it can take some time.
What's obviously your schedule's out now, and we knew some of the games. The big one that you guys, I know, had been waiting on, and Coach was in studio with me last week, and Larry just kind of winked at me and said, you'll be intrigued by one of this big game we're waiting on. You end up getting a home and home with the University of Missouri. Walk us through that. It's on November the 16th. You'll begin it this year here and then a return trip to Columbia next year. So thought and how you put together that Missouri game.
Yeah, basically it gets hard to get home and homes, especially starting at your place. And as some may be aware of, some may not, we were bought out of a contract by Xavier in the Big East. And so we lost our return home game from them. But the really hard part was we lost it in about the 1st of June. So we then had to scramble to find a good non-conference home game with a Power 5 team to replace Xavier. And from a coach's point of view, all the non-conference home games are of big-time value. I mean, we take each game the same and prepare for it. And I know sometimes that sounds like coach speak, but that's the reality of our program. But we needed to find somebody to fit that Xavier slot. And at the last minute, we were able to get Missouri. And obviously, it's going to be a huge challenge. I know they have what would be considered the number one pick in the NBA draft next year at this point in time. Now, there's obviously the season has to be played out, but Porter's a heck of a player, and it'll be a big challenge to play them here at the Huntsman.
Well, you were going to see him twice last year, and now you only have to see him once.
Amen to that, because he's really good. So it'll be, you know, people will be watching a future first-round draft pick and probably a top-five pick for sure. So, you know, we had to move on and find the next thing, and we were able to find Missouri and move on with things. So they'll play here this next season, and then we'll go there the following year.
Quanzo Martin going to be in his first year there. Michael Porter, maybe Michael Porter's brother, I haven't heard if he's reclassified or not. And they brought in a couple of other high-level recruits. So Missouri hasn't been good recently, but they're injecting quite a bit of talent into that program this year, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would for sure bet on them being a top 25 team, you know, at some point during the season with all that talent. And if I were a betting man, I bet Porter's brother does pull the trigger on reclassifying. I don't have any inside knowledge or anything. That's just a gut. But if he does, he does. And if he doesn't, he doesn't. Obviously, they'll be better with him than without him. So we'll see how it goes.
So you've got that. Then the MGM Grand main event. That's got Ole Miss on the 20th. And then a day or so later, you'll see either UNLV or Rice, depending on your results. So that you've got that. Eastern Washington, Hawaii. Those are both at the Huntsman Center. A trip to Butler at Butler. Then the Beehive Classic downtown. BYU at BYU. And then you finish it up with Northwestern State. You have to feel like this is a little bit stronger non-conference schedule, especially at home, than what you had last year.
Well, I mean, you know, we had Butler at home last year, so
sure.
I mean, they're awful good. I think the overall probably work of it, there's no non-Division I games. The Pac-12 went away from that, you know, for whatever reason they think it's a good idea. So we don't have anybody that's a non-Division I opponent on the schedule. We are able to add one more game if we choose to do so, but at this point in time, we feel pretty good about where it's at. And obviously, it's always a challenge. I mean, like I say, a lot of people in the I think that haven't been on the inside of a schedule and preparing for games think that you take games differently. And I think one of the great things about Coach K is we prepare for every game like it's the same. And hopefully that teaches our guys to not take anything for granted, whether it's, you know, Montana Tech or Missouri. And that's how you get better, because as we're well aware of, you know, there's not that much difference sometimes. And if you're not prepared and don't have the right mindset, then you'll show up and get beat.
As you look at this and you put a schedule together, do you ever take into account trying to get different styles of play when you put these schedules together, or are you just looking to put good opponents on the schedule? I didn't know if you got that in detail when you're trying to pick some of these opponents out, getting different various styles in the non-conference to get you ready for conference play.
Yeah, I would say sometimes maybe you look at things like that, but the reality is these days, with as complicated as it is to put the schedule together, it's really hard to have too many stipulations. Like I say, this year you got throwing a curveball and you got to find a way to hit it out of the park, and we did our best. So I think sometimes you take some things into consideration, but it's just getting really hard to do non-conference schedules with as much as each league has going on and then all the stipulations that they want to place on it. It's really interesting. Sometimes you have a lot of outside input on schedules or opinions, but it's like being an assistant coach to a head coach. Until you've sat in that chair and done that, it's really hard to understand everything about it, you know? And so it's not easy for any school with all that's required of head coaches these days and meeting all these, you know, goals and stipulations.
In general, I know every year presents different challenges, but in general, the most difficult part of putting a schedule together is what, Andy?
Boy, that's a great question. You caught me there, Bill. I wasn't prepared for that one. That was a curveball. But I think just working with people, you know, like you say, you count on some things, like, for example, the Xavier deal. And really what I've learned is until they actually show up to play, you don't know if you're going to play. I mean, and that's a little bit one way, the other way. But it's really hard until you've got that contract. And as we recently learned, even when you have that contract, it can go crazy. So it's just working with people and getting it all mapped out that's really difficult. And then obviously you try to help people. I mean, you know, we've had to change before. People wanted us to change. So you try to do the best you can to fit everybody in.
I was told that the Xavier thing wasn't necessarily Xavier, but it was a conference thing with them because they've got some sort of deal with the Big Ten that they needed to play there. Is that right?
Yeah, the Gavitt games, it's called. They have to go to Wisconsin, and I'm not so sure that they were fired up about it, to be real honest. At least, you know, again, you take them for their word, but going to Wisconsin and starting on the road isn't maybe something that you step up to the plate and go, hey, I really want to do that. So, you know, I think that they got told from powers that be, this is what we're doing. And, you know, that's what they went ahead and did.
Is there a chance of resurrecting the Xavier game maybe down the line in a year or two?
I don't know that. That'll be between the powers that be. It's way too up the chain for me. So, you know, if somebody says, hey, get a hold of them, then I'll get a hold of them. But at this point in time, I'm not sure.
Andy Hill with us here on the Bill Riley Show. So as of now, you feel pretty set with this thing. When will you get when's the Pac-12 going to give you their side of it, do you expect?
Well, the final Pac-12 schedule won't be done until September 1 with all the TV stuff or thereafter. They have given us tentative weekends, but it has to go through approval, and it hasn't been hasn't been rubber stamped yet from administrative level, I don't believe. So probably sometime here in the next couple of weeks, we'll get the rubber stamp, at least on the weekends, that will be coming and going and who and where. And then what happens from there is TV then picks up what they want to pick up. And that's where you get into the Wednesday, Sundays, Thursday, Sunday, that type of stuff. So from there, it's kind of picked over, if you will. And then that usually comes back to us sometime in 1st of September, a couple weeks.
Do you want me to make the reservation, or are you going to make the reservation at St. Elmo's in Indianapolis?
I don't know. I'll let you do that. That's your neck of the woods, your territory, so I'll rely on your recommendation.
No, I'm from Kansas. I'm not from Indiana.
Well,
that like saying the whole be like me having you say something about Wyoming or something. You're from Montana or Washington, Andy. You must know Wyoming. Come on.
Hey, you're the Midwest guy. Hey, I don't mess with your deal. Whatever you recommend, we're on.
All right. Well, I figured you had heard in many a trip you had made for a Final Four or something to Indianapolis. It's a world famous steakhouse. So
I have heard of it.
I'll make the reservation, and we'll let Tommy Connor pay. How's that?
Yeah, I was going to say, just bring your credit card, Big Bill. We'll have a good time.
I'm not sure my per diem is going to cover that, but maybe it'll cover an appetizer.
Yeah. We'll see. I guess we'll find out. We'll hold you to it.
All right. Hey, thanks for jumping on. Congratulations on getting the schedule done, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, sounds good, Bill. Have a good week.
Thank you, Andy.
Go Utes.
All right, there you go. Andy Hill with us.